the lacha of Peiros Shviyas is that they have to be available to all aniyim, to all people. You're not allowed to be shomer the Peiros. So the Rabbi Natam says that if a person was Peiros that a meshuma of osa. And in this halacha, this sheet of Rabbi Natam, it can be interpreted, I've said, in two different ways. One is that through the Shmira, he's mevatel the nitl mitzvasa in the chefzer sheshvias, because the nitl mitzvasa is to be eaten lehei ochel, and therefore the kedusha sheshvias passes the peiros that that were meshuma, because the heter achila comes through the ki mitzvasa, and therefore when it's mevatel mitzvasa, so it's osa. Another way to learn is that through the shima, he's over on the Isa of Tishmatenu Natashta, but the Isa is according to Abitam of Peiros Meshumorim, it's also in order that he should, because if he gains nothing from it, then that Isa Shmir is not also, and therefore even if others get hanor from through his shmira, so that also asses the peiros. So in order to be masakin this isa, we asser the peiros, and they're also b'hanor, and therefore he was never nene from the shmira. And therefore, so to speak, l'mafreya, even. So therefore, by asking the peiros, therefore it's not shima, so to speak, that he benefited from, and therefore that shima is not osur. And it's not only that if he benefits, if the shmira is that others should benefit. For example, he was shoyma the peiros for one group of aniyim, so that others wouldn't be zoichinit. That's also as if he was shoymert. Namely for the second chabur of aniyim, and it's also osa. So in this, there's a machlokes that I point out between the Ravid and the Baal HaMor. The Ravid says that if a Yisrael was mevatel mitzvah shvius, so the peiros are osa. But if it was done ayidei nochri, it doesn't asa. And the Baal HaMor disagrees that even Shima Aydei Nochri asses the Peiros. And the Rav said to explain this machlokes that it should depend on these two hasbeirim that we just said. That if the Isa HaNor is to, so to speak, to be Mesakin, the second chapter we said, to Mesakin the Isa of having been Shomer, so that only applies to Yisrael, that he's Metzuva on it. But if it's a nochri, that's not mitzuva, so it wouldn't ask the peiros. But the Ravid which is the opinion of the Ravid, and therefore a nochri would not asa. But the Baal HaMor thinks that it's a separate isa, because the matter of achil is the keem of the keem mitzvah of shvius, and therefore if it was done through shimur, which is not permitted, so the kedusha shvius itself asks the peiros, and that's the opinion of the Baal HaMor, and therefore that would apply even to a goy. Now, what about an esrog b'zman hazeh? The shiloh always comes with the shemitah year. This year is a shemitah year, coming up this sukkahs. So, what about peiros coming from esrogim, coming from Eretz Yisrael? Are they mutter osa? Because we know that an esrog requires to be kosher for an esrog, has to be nukoi heter achila. So, the Rav said that it could be that even according to Rabbi Natam, who holds that peiros mishurama are osa, but you could still be yoytze the mitzvah of esrog on sukkahs, because maybe this is sukkahs is before this man biur, and as relates to the heter achila, even though Rabbi Natam holds that an esur that's meshumah is also b'hanor, maybe we can be matter for two reasons. First, that even if we assume that when they sell the land, that the heter mechira is not effective to be mefkir from the chovas karka as relates to shvius and trumas and maisus, but nonetheless, it's still considered mechira that is considered ad masnochri, even though we don't say yeshkin la'akon lafkim it kedushas ha'aretz. And therefore, maybe there's no isa shima that according to the Raiva that says that shmiras peiros nachri are not don't asa. And also another reason may be that even if we'll posit that they are osa banor, but it's not that it becomes like macholos asuris. It's not, and therefore, it's not a chson in the heter achila as relates to shvius. It's just in order to motivate, so to speak, that he shouldn't benefit from his shimo. So if we ask the peiros, but in cheftz it's not also. It's not like macholos asuris, and therefore it's not a chson in heter achila. And therefore maybe it would still be considered. It would still be kosher for the mitzvahs esrog and Sukkos.